And welcome back to the Silver and Black Radio Podcast. And Tony B, where are we going to tonight, baby?
Denver, Colorado, baby.
Let's go, baby. We're going to head down to 5280 Sports Bar, and we're going to meet up with our girl, Krista Maestas, president of TBH Denver. Let's go.
Yo, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Good, Krista. Hey, Krista. You know, you're the president of TBH Denver. Give us a little background about TBH Denver and what you guys are all about.
So TBH Denver, we started breaking off of a little bit bigger club over here, which is kind of where we wanted to go with TBH. It was actually led by two other men, were one of my predecessors earlier. I've been doing this for about 5 years, but TBH Denver has been established here for about 7 years. So it was just a form of, you know, like me stepping up, them asking, you know, new leadership with the club. They asked if I'd be interested in doing it. Personal reasons, they had to step away. So yeah, here I am 5 years later, still running TBH Denver chapter. Very happy.
Awesome. That's awesome, man. And you've been doing an absolutely fabulous job, guys. We ride up there about, I've been riding up there for the last 5-6 years, and I'm telling you guys to have a hell of a party. You guys threw a great time, and it's always a good time up there with TBH Denver, guys. Hey, Krista, what upcoming events you guys got coming on right now?
So we always got a lot of stuff going on and off season. We try to keep everybody, you know, excited, pumped up for upcoming season. So anytime we go out to the community, do any kind of community events that happen here in Denver, stock show, we just did powwow is coming up. We always put it out there for anybody, like, hey, we're going as a club. Anybody wants to meet up or join, you're more than welcome to. So it's not that, you know, a lot of people can't. Some people can. Some people go that we've never even seen before. They're like, hey, we seen your post on your Facebook page. You know, hey, we want to represent, and here we are. And it's just kind of walking around, just kind of socializing with everybody. So the next thing we got coming up is the March 16th, which is the powwow. We'll be putting it out there that we'll be joining that little show, and that's like an entire weekend type of thing that happens here in Denver. So we'll be going there, and then we'll be doing we always do an Easter egg hunt, which is an annual Easter egg hunt that we have for the kids. We throw it out there. 5280 is a major sponsor of that. They actually put cash in the eggs, and you know, it's pretty cool. They do face painting and things like that. So yeah, we have a pretty good time doing that. That is actually our next major event that we'll be advertising. It's going to be that.
So you got the March thing, right?
Yep.
So that's going to be, hey guys, or I think the Easter egg hunt is either in April or March.
April. April 16th is going to be our day for that.
April 6th. Yeah. I got you. Hey, guys. So April 6th in Denver, y'all know, hit up Krista, hit up TBH Denver. Go out there, get some eggies, find you some money, take the kids, be a part of the community, y'all. That's what it's about.
It'll be free food for everybody. So we always try to do that at our events. No matter what, everybody gets fed for free. So.
That's awesome. Nice. That's great to hear. And you guys also have a great summer barbecue party. I don't know if you have the info on that. You got the info on that yet?
So, yeah, that'll actually happen. We try to do that the weekend after the July 4th events. Give people time to travel. They do all their thing. Weather pending at that time. But it'll be towards the middle or end of July. So that's the 7th annual. People come in from all over for that, too. We're pretty popular for that. We're going to keep going with that. That happens every
that
year.
Sounds like a good time, huh, Tony B?
You already know.
Yes, sir.
I'm always down for a good barbecue. You already know.
Hey, man. Yeah. All right, guys. Hey, so Krista, what's your guys' club goals for this upcoming year? Have you guys proposed yourselves to say, hey, we want to really be a part of this, or hey, we want to grow, or et cetera, et cetera?
So all the time. We always have that. We want to get bigger and better every year. Try to do things like that. One of our biggest, and obviously, you know, you were here for that too, is when the Raiders come in town. That type of thing, being a Denver club, being a rivalry type of city, we really try to enhance that. That happens pretty big, and we try to get bigger and better with that every year. We have a blackout party that happens the Saturday before the game. And then during the game, we have a big tailgate party, like it used to be out in Oakland, how TBH does it out there. We got tents, we got a bar, we got a DJ. We try to get people in town, and we've got people from all over the world come and visit our tailgate party. It's pretty announced. We do food, we do free beer, and people don't usually have to pay when you come in and you celebrate with us for that. We have super fans come in all the time. We got previous players for autograph sessions that come in all the time. So yeah, that's our next thing, is trying to get these previous players, or try to get them going. We try to meet the team up at their hotel that they stay in, so that they can get autographs there too. So we represent pretty big that weekend. So we're
That's
looking
good.
forward to get that schedule out.
That sounds like a great time. I mean, like, guys, I've been part of that. It is they have a great party, the Blackout before. They have a great tailgate. She's absolutely right, man. I mean, like, the environment in that small corner is cool. I'll be like, hey, man, it feels like you back home. Everybody is always just celebrating, having a good time, passing around beers, passing around shots. I'll be like, hey. You guys got a DJ, you guys got music. I mean, last I've seen the rappers come in, I've seen the super fans come in. I'd be like, shoot, we were with Amanda last time, who is a Black Widow, and she was walking around, and I'd be like, you guys had Hollywood was out there. I think we saw a couple other guys out there as well. So it's always a good time, guys. Make sure that you guys always take the opportunity to come to Denver, be a part of that tailgate and part of that experience, because it's a great experience to have. Now, in your experience growing a club outside of Denver, how has that been? How has your experience, or outside of our home cities, okay, Oakland, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, we kind of own the West Coast. We're in the Midwest, we're in Broncos country. How has your experience been, Krista?
It's not the easiest, and I get it out there for upcoming clubs or a little bit smaller cities. It's not easy. And the biggest challenge of that is getting a bar or a sports bar that is willing to put all their TVs on the Raider game. I want full audio. We don't want any kind of disrupt, especially if you're trying to watch a Raiders game and a Denver's game at the same time. People start getting crazy, and we don't need any kind of trouble that happens. And that's the biggest challenge, is finding a location that's going to house, the 50 to 100 people that we bring in every Sunday to watch
Oh,
the game. So
that's
yeah,
great.
that's by far the biggest challenge.
I see. I see.
So
Hey, Tony, you had the same experience up there?
I did have a little bit being up in Washington, where Seattle Seahawks are the fan, the team. But I'll tell you what, luckily we had an establishment who is a Raider fan, who happened to be able to dedicate the audio. But the one thing that we do is we have the Primo TVs all on the Raider games. And then we have some secondary TVs that we put on, like the other games, because like it she does have other teams that come in. There's a Vikings fan comes in, always watches the Vikings game. But what's funny is there's not that many Seahawks fans that come in to watch the Seahawks games, because as soon as they walk in and they go, hold on a second, there's a lot of silver and black in here. I think we're gonna go down the street. Like, I mean, it's not, we're not, and it's not that we're trying, we're not trying to be, we're there, and we're very vocal. We get loud. The one thing that I do too is I make sure I always go around to all the families that bring in kids and let them know, like, hey, heads up, there's about to be some language. I know it's a family-friendly event, but there's gonna be some language. And they're like, oh no, we get it, we get it. I'm like, well, I'm just putting it out there. I say it one time a week. I was like, put it out there so I don't feel so bad. But it's not worth it. It wasn't as bad as you would think. If we were on the western side of the state, closer to Seattle, I could see it being a little more difficult. But we'll be okay. I do have one question though, for her. if you don't mind me asking. I asked this to a lot of the president. How is it being a female chapter president in a lot of times when you go to these events? Because do you get the respect you deserve? Because I believe you should. And I just was checking, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, because we have very few in a lot of booster clubs. You don't see a lot of clubs, TBH or outside TBH, with female presidents. So have That's you right. ever ran into any issues with that?
No, not from, definitely no issues. I've been doing this 5 years now. I was the second female president for TBH. I know that we have about four or five now, which is great, but yeah, nothing but due respect. I'm kind of always up there on the stage and, you know, not afraid to talk to people and introduce myself all the time. I get a lot of, wow, you're the president? You know, that kind of thing. That happens a lot, but nobody's ever disrespected. And I think it's because of the people that we involve ourselves with. You know what I mean? So the Raider fans that always come and watch it, they enjoy themselves so much. They absolutely dump tons of respect on me and what we do for their family and everybody's family and just for the Raider fans in general, just to have somewhere to watch the games, no problems. And we could just enjoy the game as a, you know, One Nation, Raider Nation, trying to get everything going. Yeah, they have definitely showed me tons of respect. And you know what? If anybody's ever disrespected me, they already know. You know, there's no tolerance for that. I got my boys. If not, you know, myself, you know, I'm not afraid to step up. So, you know, no, there's none of that. None of that.
Good. Today,
but, yeah. No. Thank God. I bless God that, it, you know, I'm blessed that I've definitely been able to get this far. So,
Yo, and Tony, she ain't lying, man. I mean, like, you know what? Bro, like I said, I've been to plenty of her events. You know, everybody knows her. Everybody knows the way she moves. You know, it's just like, you know, she gives out respect. She gets respect. And it's just great because, you know what? You can tell when she's running her events, the things that she's doing, you know, there's people, a lot of people behind the scenes, and she always acknowledges her people. You see her team up there, you know, you see her support staff. She got about 7 or 8 key members out there that, you know, that's her depends, man. And they freaking come through, bro. Those guys are there and they are always with her. So, hey, she's absolutely correct. And you know what? Much respect to you, Krista, because, you know, shoot, I see what you do, girl, and you definitely moving good out there.
No, thank you. I do appreciate that. Thanks, Will.
No doubt. So what's your biggest accomplishment, you feel like, as a president or as a club or, you know, just in general, what's your biggest accomplishment?
Right now is, you know, withstanding that whole, you know, like Tony was saying, being a female president out here. And then having the tons of respect that I get, that for me is a personal accomplishment. And then just being able to have, we get bigger every year. And just that alone, you know, that these Raider fans can come to our watch parties and feel safe. It's family oriented. The kids are running around. Everybody's having a good time. And at the end of the day, that's all I want, you know? So, I mean, at the end of every watch party, I feel proud, I feel accomplished, no, on to the next week, things like that. So, you know, that's my biggest accomplishment. I'm really glad I'm able to do that for the fans out here. And there's a lot that they know they have somewhere to go. There's no question. We put it out there on social media all the time, you know, where to go. So we get new faces every year. And seeing that actually, yeah, that makes me pretty happy.
Well, and Denver is getting a lot of transplants, man. I mean, like, Denver is getting a lot of people from the West Coast. So I'm sure that you guys are just, hey, man, we're here. And as soon as you say we're here, they're like, okay, man, hey, I heard this is the bar to come to, which is great. I'm glad that you guys are able to have that type of presence in that town, because I know that, you know, for a fact, how divided that town is, even amongst Raider fans and stuff like that. But I always see you guys getting bigger, getting stronger, you know, always having those close family ties in between your guys' clubs. So, hey, that's what's up, girl. Keep doing what you're doing.
No, thank you.
So let me ask you this next question. Why the black hole?
So black hole, well, you know, the black hole, I grew up knowing the black hole. I mean, even just, you know, I think even before I was 21, if we'd go to Oakland and just, you know, check it out over there. And, you know, it was always the black hole was always, the biggest thing. I mean, you've seen Gorillarilla in the end zone, you know, growing up. You see our banners out there, and it's just, man, you know, you want to be a part of something bigger and better than just where you're at. And you know, the black hole is kind of where I got that from. It's like I do want to be a part of this, you know, highly generative, you know, club that has been established for so many years. You know, how do I be a part of that? And it's always been, you know, something. So when we opened the chapter here in Denver, right away, I'm like, oh man, they got a chapter. Oh, I'm getting on that club for sure right away. And so that's what I did. And it was just that, you know, just TBH is very worldwide known, and you couldn't get into a much better club. You know, I know, you know, Rob and, you know, Cisco when it first started, and, you know, even the new guys that are coming on, personal friends of mine. So, you know, I couldn't want any better, and I'm blessed to hold up one of their chapters right now. So yeah, TBH for
That's
life.
awesome. Yes, ma'am. Let's get it. Yo, Tony, has she signed your flag yet?
Not yet. I'm working on some.
Yeah,
All
hey,
right.
so we have
I
this
have a,
flag. Go
what's
ahead.
up?
Hit it with it, Tony.
Oh, what I do is when I first started and signed up, I got a rally flag, I guess you could say. It wasn't like a big normal size flag, but what I do is I take it around all the tailgates and I take it to Vegas when I go to Vegas, and I make sure I try to reach out and touch as many TBH presidents as I can, and I have them sign this flag, and I'm trying to get all the chapter presidents as much as I can. I'll even mail it to people if I have to, but
Hey, all right.
I'm gonna try to get it in person. And so this year I'm gonna have to hit up Denver, and I'll make sure I swing through.
All right,
Hey.
man, I'll be waiting for you.
Yeah, you heard that
Right
here first, man. I'm like, we can't
on.
wait. We can't wait to have you sign the flag. I mean, like, hey, you know how it is. It's a brother or sisterhood. It's a family. So we want everybody to be a part of the family. We want everybody to feel part of us because we are one. I'll be like, hey, if we look at it, we say we're the nation. Guess what? We're the foundation of the nation, and we're all linked together in one way or another because we're all Raiders fans, baby. So let's get it. And last and not least, what made you, Krista Maestas, into a Raiders fan, baby?
You know, I get that question a lot considering I'm a native here in Denver.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody's like, what the hell? What are you doing being a Raiders fan? You're a native. So, as a kid growing up, I did spend a lot of, I have a lot of time and a lot of family and friends in California. And I go every summer out there with my cousins. They live in Sepulveda. And I would go every summer growing up where there are very, very big Raider fans out there.
Yeah.
So, and then they know that my dad, which is his brother that I went out there and stood with my uncle, they're huge Denver fans. So they'd always send me back home with tons of Raider stuff on, you know, blah, blah, blah. And my dad would be like, take that off. What are you doing? I think they just did it just to kind of piss him off, you know, that family rivalry thing. And then after a while, you know, I was just like, no, I'm a Raiders fan. I want this stuff on. And I was about 10 years old. So I think me just being defiant and one of the black sheep of my family, it just kind of stood. And I've ever since then, I just, you know, been an avid fan. And then of course, this, when you get older, you start following the players, and having some respect for the team and the organization. And so since then, it just, I know I bleed silver and black. So, you know, that's kind of how it was. That's kind of how it first started for me.
That's awesome. Salute to your uncle for doing the recruiting job.
Right?
Yay.
You did good.
That
You did
he
good.
did good. He did good. All right, guys. Hey, here's our last thing for tonight. Okay, we have an open format. Open floor means, hey, guys, do you guys have any events, anything going on that you guys want to bring up here lastly? So that way we can remind our listeners, our subscribers, everything like that. Krista, I'll start with you.
Well, the biggest, next biggest one we definitely have is our 7th annual barbecue. That's going to be coming up at the end of July, maybe towards the middle of July, hopefully. So yeah, start getting your plane tickets. We do discount hotels. All that stuff will be thrown out there. So hopefully we can get y'all coming up for that. And of course, when the Raiders come in Denver, you know, make it worth it. We'll definitely make it worth your trip. You'll have a great time when you're out here. And help us join that blackout party that we got going on for that weekend tailgate party. So
No,
those are my two coming
absolutely.
up.
Hey, question for you also. Where can we find the links to your club's information so that way we could stay in the loop with you guys?
Of course. So we're on Facebook, Denver Chapter on Facebook. You can always find us there, Black Hole Denver Chapter. We are on Instagram, same thing. Black Hole Denver Chapter on Instagram. We are on Snapchat, TBH Denver Chapter. So if you want to find us on there, you'll be able to see a lot of live stuff happening there for all of our events. So yeah, those three main social right there, social media is where you can find. We put everything there, everything.
And guys, we'll be sharing that on our page. We'll be sharing that on our Instagram, on our Snapchat, TikTok, YouTube. You guys know everything. I mean, like, we got it all. So we'll be sharing those information with you guys. And Tony B, you got anything for me, baby?
Oh gosh, why am I drawing a blank on the date? I want to say it's the 17th of
Think.
August. Titlow Park in Tacoma, Washington will be the fourth annual Northwest Blackout, where we Northwest Blackout.
That Northeast,
Right,
Northwest
not
blackout.
Northeast, Northwest, but it's being hosted by TBH Seattle, which we'll have on, but we share it, we rotate it. So instead of trying to battle against each other, since we have three within the little group of the Northwest, we rotate. So it goes Portland, Seattle, and then Spokane hosts, and then we rotate it around. And so it'll be at Titlow Park. Also on all our socials, we'll have the hotel information where you can get the group rate of hotel. We're trying to gather somewhere downtown Seattle, do some photo opportunities, and get like a photo shoot going the night before. Also, the night before, we'll be hitting up Emerald Downs, which is a horse racing track over in Auburn, Washington. So we'll be doing a little gathering there. And then I think after the barbecue, I think we're going to the viewing location, which is, gosh, why I'm drawing a blank. Tammy's in Tacoma, which is down by Emerald Queen Casino. So we'll have lots of things to be staying busy, lots of stuff to be doing, just having a great old time.
All right.
Hey man, you might see us there for that. We're looking for cheap plane tickets. We've already looked. So we got a couple of us definitely want to hit it up this year. I know it's been rumored,
Yo.
but
Hey,
we're hopefully
Krista.
going to be able to
Let's
go.
go,
Oh
Krista.
yeah.
Let's go.
The
Hey.
one thing I like about this event is now it's the first 3 or so years it was kind of, I want to say regional. I want to say like just a few of us from Spokane and some from Seattle and some from Portland. And then the next year was a little bit more from farther out. And then a little bit more from farther out. And this year seems like it's gonna be probably one of the better ones so far. And like Chris said earlier, we're trying to outdo each other every year. And it's not that we're trying to be disrespectful to the other chapters. It's we see what they do and then we try to beat them. And I hope they try to beat us because that's only gonna make us stronger in competition. The same thing, like on the Raiders, like your running backs are not gonna be, without that competition, they have no one to play up against. So like you
Yeah.
want to be able to have that competition. So it's a friendly competition. We try to outdo each other, and I think Seattle is really gonna put on a great show this year.
Well, you
So.
know what? That I'm gonna have to go with Krista and TBH Westco and Denver. I'm gonna have to just outmatch you guys, and you guys are gonna have to come up.
That ain't
And we're gonna
happening.
have to start. Hey, the barbecue's like just gonna have to start outmatching each other.
Right. Oh, hey, and
What's
that's the
up,
thing is, it's
Colorado?
DNR.
Colorado,
DNR.
stand up. We
You
got
already
Washington
know.
all day, baby. You can throw
Right.
the
You already know.
balls all day. All right, guys. Hey, well, hey, thank you guys for coming on. Much love, much respect to both of you. Hey, TBH Denver, TBH
Thank you.
Spokane, and TBH Westco down here and the Silver and Black Radio Podcast. Guys, again, much love, much respect. I can't wait to have you guys back on the show. And I can't wait to be going live from you guys' barbecue and your guys' events. So let's get it.
You already All know. Right. Let's go. Have
oh,
a
let's
good
go.
One.
And you guys already know it's only about one team, one nation. It's all about the.